Please be seated.
You listen to that sermon, and we heard that people are to be stewards. Is that right? And this is going to be about stewardship. Before I can talk about stewardship, I need to know who I'm talking to. How many of you are stewards? Let me see your hands. Some of you are stewards? Oh, I hope we can change some of your minds. I hope we can change some of your minds, because that isn't what the scripture teaches us. Turn with me to Genesis. Did you do that? There's nothing like having a good steward here. Genesis, the first chapter, the 26th and 27th and the 28th verse. And then God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them, and God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over everything that moves on the earth." To whom do you belong?
To God.
Anyone else? To whom do you belong? The birds of the air, to whom do they belong? I'll ask again. How many stewards am I talking to? How many stewards am I talking to? Well, I see a few more hands. I just see some elbows going up. They're not quite sure. How many stewards am I talking to? Oh, I see most of the hands going up. That's good. That's good. Turn with me to Chronicles. First Chronicles. You don't need to do that. I already have it. And here David is praying to God. And so David blessed the Lord in the sight of all of the assembly. And David said, "Blessed art thou, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in heaven and on earth, thine is the dominion. O Lord, and thou dost exalt thyself as head over all." Does God own everything? Let me have that $10 bill you got in your pocket. No. We don't want to carry this too far. I'm going to read a little bit different translation than Eric read. But I'm going to read out of the book of Malachi 2, the 3rd chapter, the 8th and 9th and 10th verse. "Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, 'How have we robbed thee?' In tithes and in contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now on this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you the blessings until there is no more need." God will bless us, won't he? if we follow him, if we serve him. What is a steward? Anybody care to tell me what a steward is? Now, all of you, I saw many hands go up. They said, you're stewards. Would you tell me what a steward is? Just one person. A caretaker. What does he take care of? That's those things that are not his possessions. Well, the word is used to describe the function of delegation of responsibility. More profoundly, it is used to define Christian's responsibility delegated to him under the Christ kingly government of his own. All things are Christ. You agreed with that. And as Christians, we are his stewards. Stewardship includes a lot more than just money, though, doesn't it? Now, I'm sure that Eric is going to go into that a little bit more later on. But today he's talking about money. But there's more involved, isn't there? There's time and there's talents. Everything about us belongs to God, doesn't it? And we serve God as he would have us to. What a privilege and what a responsibility God has given us to share with his creation. We as Christians individually and as his church collectively have the, let me see, what's the word? Well, Eric uses it quite often. We as Christians individually and the church collectively have the awesome responsibility to share the good news of Christ with all of the world. Amen? Thank you.
Let's take this opportunity now to collect our tithes and offerings.